Yeah, let's delve into that. What have you covered so
far?
What kind of things?
So what we're doing, we just got started on last week. It was my attempt to introduce the kids to the scientific method. But each and every week, one of the things that we want to do in this program is to not make it feel like school. We want it to be fun, but disguise that the learning within that fun, if you will. And one of the things that I really wanted to impress upon the kids was the scientific method, the process by which we learn about the natural world around us. And so I posed them a very general question of, what do plants need to grow? And then from that, we designed experiments for each kids, and they're going to be, we've got the seeds planted last week, and we'll be addressing that one from week to week for the next couple of months. So that's a long, ongoing project. We also have self-contained units week to week. We'll talk about constellations this week, and we'll talk about galaxies. We'll talk about a reason for the seasons, why we have winters, why we have springs and summers and whatnot. Last semester, I'm so used to speaking in academic terms. Last year, we had some pretty interesting sessions. We talked a little bit about chemistry. So we talked about the chemistry of water, and we made little volcanoes, you know, the classic volcanoes that you typically see. But it was around Halloween, so we made small pumpkins into volcanoes. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And do you have other topics coming up in the near future?
Yeah, we do. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be focusing mostly on physics-based questions. We'll be talking about astronomy and galaxies and stars. We'll talk about and build a model of our solar system. And then as the area begins to warm up and animals and especially birds and some of our marine mammals start to make incredible journeys across the planet, we'll talk about migration and have some in-class activities about that. And then as an avid bird watcher myself, I think it'll be really fun to sometimes get out and about when the weather gets warmer and go learn a little bit about the birds, Mitkoff Island and what we see around here in Petersburg.
Great. And so it's school, but without any tests.
That is right. No exams, no reports, nothing to have to turn in. It's all fun.
Okay, great. Have you had a lot of kids participate, or is there room for more?
There is room for more. We've set it up so that we have room for about 10 kids each week. And last week we had 3, so there's always, we've got plenty of room left. I think last year we had a maximum of about 5. And so we're hoping, thanks to you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, and this will increase awareness of this program and encourage more kids to come.
Okay. And is it like a first come, first serve thing where you get a ticket at the front desk kind of thing?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. What else would you like to highlight about the program?
Well, I think that if there's one thing, a message I would like to share and encourage parents to think about letting their kids participate in this program is that it is fun. And it is based in science, but it's also, we're teaching the kids a skill set that empowers them to ask and answer very important questions about the natural world around us.